Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, FantasyVictory.com. It is the Fantasy Cast for Tuesday. It is August the 7th, and we get you counting down to your drafts. Preseason kicking off in full force on Tuesday, on Thursday. And today, as we talked about yesterday, we're going to get head first, knee deep into the quarterback position. Now, as you can see below in the text, what we talk about, understanding your league and your scoring system and all that stuff, we put that into play, and then we take off and we go. This first segment, we're going to break down the – it takes us right about to quarterback five on Charge's depth chart, and it brings us through the first two rounds. Legitimately, there are five quarterbacks that probably will be drafted in your first two rounds. Now, what you need to make the decision as to your personal draft strategy is, do you want to use one of your first two-round picks on a quarterback, or do you want to wait till later on in the draft? Sometimes where you're positioned is going to dictate that, but away we go. Aaron Rodgers, got to figure he's going to be gone. His current ADP, we're going to roll through average draft position and what round they're being taken in. These first three guys, all first-rounders. Aaron Rodgers currently the fourth overall selection, according to the ADP. Tom Brady right next door to him at number five, and then we get down to Drew Brees at number nine. Those are your first, and this again, based off of a 12-team league, and so you've got Brady, Rodgers, and Brees going in that first round. Second round quarterbacks look like this. Matt Stafford, his current average draft position is 18th, and Cam Newton, his current draft status is 22nd overall, so later on in the second round. So that's what you're looking at. You got five guys that are currently being taken from an average perspective in the first two rounds of average drafts as far as things are going right now. And so if you're gonna look any lower than that, you start looking at Charge's rankings, and we'll get into them a little bit later on, but then you start getting into the Romos and the Mannings and definite significant drop-off. So what you've got to determine is you've got to make the determination of, is taking a quarterback where you're at better value than, say, a running back or a receiver? And so that's where you've got to, you know, you've kind of got to walk in with a strategy. If you know ahead of time the position you're going to draft, a lot of times you can do that homework up front. Sometimes you pull a rabbit out of the hat when you get there and you don't know where you're going to draft until you actually get into your draft. And so you kind of have to be flexible and willing. If you're normally not a guy who takes a quarterback in the first two rounds, three rounds, maybe you wait until five, six, or seven before you go up and get yours. Kind of got to have a little bit of flexibility. But those are the top five in the first two rounds. We take a break, and we're back with more on FantasyVictory.com.